Sourcing for innovation, making sense of the rapidly changing worlds of artificial intelligence, workforce development, and digital transformation.
Sourcing for Innovation, episode 33. My name is Adam Curtis, joined today by Dan Ruth, their Director of Learning and Development at Catalyte, to talk about day one ready talent. Dan, how are you?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. Before we dive into the day one ready talent, why it's important for employers, why they're asking for it, how Catalyte helps develop and deliver day one ready talent, I wanted to get people a little bit more introduced to you and your background. You have a very interesting perspective here, I think, on this topic. You are currently, as I just said, Director of Learning Development, but you came into Catalyte as a software development apprentice. So walk us through just, you know, quickly your backstory and your ascension through the ranks at Catalyte.
Sure. Yeah, happy to. I spent about 20 years of my career in construction. And found myself about 10 years ago or so needing a career change. And I stumbled across Catalyte on Craigslist of all places and thought, hey, that sounds interesting. I think I can do that. And I took our screening, got into the program and did some training as a developer and got deployed on a few clients and worked as a developer for 4 or 5 years. Then I kind of had an interest in the training side and kind of bounced back and forth between training, got to train a couple of cohorts, go back and be deployed as a developer, and found myself eventually leading training and kind of moving up to where I am now, where I oversee all the training and apprenticeship programs. I always like to say that they kept asking me to do things and I wasn't smart enough to say no. And so here I am.
Catalyte and maybe like finding a last minute Christmas gift for your kid are like the only two good things to ever come out of Craigslist.
That's about right. That's about right.
So you came into Catalyte again with no on the job experience as being a software developer, but you had some earlier education in a sort of software development related field. Am I remember that correctly?
Yeah, I have a degree in math, and then, you know, long story to go from a degree in math to construction. That's a whole other podcast, but it had kind of a computer science minor. So I was familiar with the basics of programming, but certainly not in a professional environment, certainly not any hands-on on-the-job experience.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you for setting that for us. So today we're talking about day one ready talent, and to level set, what do we mean when we say that? We throw that around, we talk about how our apprentices are day one ready, but when we say that, and a client looks at us with a little bit of a glassy look in their eyes, how do you follow up and explain what that means?
A great question. I mean, day one ready can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But what we really think it means here is at Catalyte is that our apprentices are able to hit the ground running and get up to speed and deliver value very, very quickly. There's always going to be a learning curve on any new job, no matter who you are, no matter your experience or not. There is always a learning curve. Our apprentices are very good at ramping up quickly, having those professional skills and that on the job, you know, talent and skills in the area we've trained them on that they can come in, deliver value for the customer very, very quickly. That's what we mean by day one ready.
What is the contrast then to day one ready, or how would you describe someone who is maybe brought into an organization through a more traditional approach to hiring, college grad, resume review, two sets of interviews, and then you're hired as a, you know, junior developer, entry-level developer, something like that?
Yeah, those individuals can succeed in the roles. There's nothing that's a barrier to that. But what our folks have different is they've been trained specifically on the skills they need to work in a job. If you contrast that with a college graduate, you're going to get a lot of good theory in college, a lot of very good information, but in terms of hands-on actual job experience, very little. The folks that go through our program, we focus on that. So they've been doing that for 8 to 20 weeks before they even hit the client. They've been doing as realistic as possible simulations of client work. And then our folks are vetted. They've proven they can do that already. So that's kind of the contrast. They're sort of ahead of the game versus someone who comes from a more traditional background.
And we're talking about day one ready and sort of the abstract. They can really sit in on any client or in any organization, or is it day one ready specifically for client X or client Y? Like how detailed or how precise is their training matched up to where they're going to be sitting at a desk on day one?
Yeah, we get very close to what they're going to need on a specific client. We'll work with a client to customize our curriculum before we deploy them and, you know, train on certain specific technologies and processes so that they are as day one ready as possible for that specific client.
And I think one of the objections to this is like, really, you're doing 4 years of a CS degree in 6 months from someone, not to pick on you, but had just spent 20 years in roofing? Like, no.
That's not possible. Yeah, no, I
hear you. How do we get people ready? You've talked about we train them on professional skills. We build up their technical skills. Like walk us through a standard curriculum, as it were, to get someone from coming in with some interest, some ability, some drive to being able to actually, you know, write code, produce on a team their first week.
So let me back up just a little bit. Part of it starts with the folks that we select for the program, right? We select individuals that can learn very quickly, have this drive. Not everyone can go through our program, and we know that. We're not hiding that. So it starts with the folks that we select. They're able to go through this program and learn these things. What we teach them is it's almost a bottoms up approach. I have this analogy of from my construction background. When you build a building, you need an architect and you need someone to build it. They're both trying to build a building. They come apart, you know, come at it at a completely different sides of the equation. You need both of those. In software and in some of the other fields that we train in, you have a similar sort of thing. You need that theory to, you know, kind of address from the top, but you need the hands-on from the bottom. Our training starts at the bottom and gets that hands-on stuff. That allows them to be much, you know, much quicker to deliver value. And that theory they fill in over time in their career and continue to backfill that versus having a bunch of theory, but not, you know, able to do anything in practice. So our curriculum is very hands-on. We really pride ourselves on not being school. Most of our content is hands-on projects, doing real-world projects, much like they would do on a client. We have to sprinkle in a little theory. Obviously, we have to sprinkle in a little just sort of information to you know, give them context. But it's give them a little information. Here's a real-world problem. How would you solve it in the real world and practice that?
So it's on the job training before they are on the job then, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to put it. We try to simulate a work environment as close as we can. Obviously, we can't get perfect, but as close as we can, we treat it like a job. We even tell them day one, this is not school. This is a job. Treat it like a job. And then we get to observe them for 8 to 20 weeks to see how they actually respond in that job.
So thinking back on sort of your own experience in coming into Catalyte, you know, in after a career, we have a lot of folks who are doing that. We have some who, again, will come straight out of college. We have some who have done, you know, 5 to 10 years of odd jobs trying to find what they want. And we have others who are like, I did one career, done with that, moving on. What is it about that combination or the backgrounds of our folks that allows them to absorb all of these hands-on training so quickly so that they can sit in a seat on day one? It has to be something about the individuals too, I would imagine, and not just the development program that they're in.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the way we select individuals for the program, we're looking for, you know, certain traits and learning quickly and all of those things. But part of what makes our program so unique is that you can take whatever previous experience and learning you had. Everyone has previous experience. Everyone has learning. Everyone, you know, knows how to do something. You can take that and apply that to your new role. I'll give you an example just from my view, you know, my personal history. Worked in construction for 20 years. Okay, construction is building. Software is building. You're building something. You're building it in different ways, different tools, but you're building something. You need to deliver for a client. I managed crews when I was working in construction, very similar to managing a software developer team, right? It's these skills translate. There are certainly unique skills in these new fields that we're training folks in, but there are so many skills that translate. We tap into that. Hey, use your skills you have. We're going to teach you some new skills, and off you go. And so we get people that, right out of high school, and that's fine. We can train them up. Get people right out of college, that's fine. I was 40 years old when I started it. So we get old guys like me coming in here, or career changers or whatever. And you can just take your previous experience and apply it to the new role and find your strengths and go from there.
Yeah, that's a great point, the transferable skills. I remember one person who was working with Cadillac came from a background and was a manager at In-N-Out Burger. And his whole thing was like, in retail, you are so attuned and trained to look for patterns. Everything in a store is set up in a very specific way, and it is that way intentionally. So when you start to build code, especially on the design side, you are very attuned to those patterns and what needs to be in what place and why. So you're good at figuring it out when something's askew, you're good at correcting it, and then you're good at actually setting that up for whatever future development it might be.
Exactly. And on kind of the more professional skills, individuals that were in customer service, or we've had people that were counselors and all kinds of things like that, and understanding that they have a client that they need to deliver for, and understanding their needs, and because that's part of what we train on, is not just the technical skills of the role, but also those professional skills. How do you interact with the client? How do you deliver value to the individual? And people have experience with that already. Just apply those skills over.
Yep. Why is this concept, or why is what we are delivering so important for employers? Like, what sets an individual who is quote unquote day one ready apart for someone who is there through an internship path, maybe, or your traditional college recruitment path?
So I think the day one ready, our folks can just hit the ground running. We constantly get feedback from clients that our people ramp up quicker, are able to deliver value quicker, are just able to come in with that something where they're just ready to go, ready to tackle the job, ready to tackle the problems and go. The other thing that I think people don't understand is we are widening the talent pool. When you have and I don't want, college internships, college graduates, great. That is a way into the industry. Not everyone has access through those programs. If you're an employer just looking there, you're narrowing your scope. There is so much talent out there that doesn't come through those pathways. We can find that talent, get them ready, and they can come in and oftentimes out-deliver folks from the other pathways. So you're widening the aperture of where you can find people to come in, to help your organization. And also you're getting more of a diversity, and not just diversity in terms of ethnicity and gender, but diversity of thought, diversity of background, diversity of experience as well. You take a college course where everyone is trained in software development, they're all trained very similar, and that's great, and it works. You get somebody who came from construction or managing an In-N-Out Burger into software, they're going to look at problems in a different way. And so that's really going to help you out.
Yeah, if you're a nurse and you have worked with healthcare software and know
Yes.
the I'll say the uniqueness of a lot of them, we'll put it
Yes.
that way, and then you're
Yes.
there designing it, you have that, okay, I know what I wanted when I was entering in patient information. Here's how I'm going to tell you how we should build this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Day one isn't the end though. Like, day one is just the start. So like what comes after that? I'm sure that, employers aren't just satisfied with someone who's day one ready. Like, what is the growth curve? What is the trajectory of someone after they've sort of been placed on a client and can prove in that first, day or week or so that they can deliver? Where do they go from there?
Oh yeah, day one ready is not the start. It's the start. It's not the end. And so what we do is we get them deployed and ready to go. We have a manager at Catalyte that all of our apprentices will have as they go through their journey with their employer. That manager will coach them, has regular one-on-one meetings with them just to help them with transition to the client, professional skills, technical skills, whatever challenges they're facing, we will get them, you know, resources to help them do that. They're going to learn on the job at the client with the work they're given. They'll continue to learn there. We have regular check-ins with our clients to evaluate how the apprentices are doing and if there's situations that we need to take an intervention in to sort of improve someone's performance, we will do so. We are still very much with them for the, you know, the length of the engagement, which can be, you know, up to a year or two, where they've got this additional Catalyte coaching that really helps them launch that career. And by the end of that time period, they're coming in there as a mid-level professional in whatever field we train them in, and they're ready to go.
For you, again, looking back on your start, what was that the biggest challenge you think for yourself to become day one ready? Like, was it the code? Was it the business environment? Was it just simply the nerves of any sort of first day job? Like, what got you to where you were to start? And then what do you think has sort of perpetuated you forward here to where you are now?
That's a really good question. I think the biggest challenges I faced were, I'd been in construction, which I wouldn't call a professional environment, right? It's a lot more blue collar. And so a silly example, scheduling meetings. I never really had to do that in my previous role. And you know, in sort of the professional space, you're always in meetings and stuff like that. That took me a while to sort of figure out. But I would say the biggest thing is imposter syndrome, right? Like, that is a huge thing, particularly for our folks that are transitioning from, you know, one career to the other or entering a career and they're coming in through sort of this non-traditional way. They're like, well, I'm faking it here. I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, how can I do that? And we address that in training. We address that continuously with our coaching, that imposter syndrome. I could say I had a pretty healthy dose of that. Still have a pretty good dose of it, if I'm honest. And then what has helped me, I had some very good managers. On my first project, I had a tech lead that was just very good at coaching me. And, you know, we would talk and he'd explain how he was thinking about things. And I've had a series of very good managers that I've been able to just kind of mentor with and ask questions and they've given me a lot of feedback. And I try to do that now with folks that I'm managing. I try to be that mentor that I had that they're going to have. And I encourage my team to do that as well.
You know, you talked about the managers that helped you, you're helping others. Like, what is the joy, or like, what is sort of the value that you get out of seeing that next generation succeed? There's got to be like almost some, I don't know, big brother or parental pride in seeing someone else come through.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, when I started this program, you know, 10 years ago, I'm not going to get too much into it, but I was in a, you know, pretty interesting place in my life. And this is not hyperbole. This program changed my life. I mean, it really did. And giving other folks that opportunity to change their life. And I've seen it countless times through the 10 years I've been here. I've seen people come in from situations and now they're infinitely better, more stable, more financially stable, having a great career, just able to go off into the world. And that feeling is just, there's nothing like it. You're helping a human being, you know, improve their life. And that's, you know, it's very trite to say that, but that's legitimately what we're doing here. And so that's what keeps me coming back here. You know, we have a lot of challenges in doing this. We have a lot of, as you know, a lot of roadblocks we have to move. And this is not easy what we're trying to do. But at the end of the day, when you see somebody that when they started your program was making minimum wage and a year and a half, 2 years later, they're making six figures and you help them do that, that'll get you out of bed every morning.
There are very few instances in life where the win-win cliche comes into play, but I think this is one that we win when we help individuals, and at the same time we're helping them, we're helping employers and companies win, because they're getting the folks that they need to get the job done easier, faster, cheaper, better, whatever other adjective you want to use in that list.
I was literally thinking about that earlier today with another problem I've been chewing on. We have two customers here, Catalyte, if you will. We have our apprentices and we have our clients, and our incentives are aligned. The apprentice's success is the customer's success is our success. It's all pulling in the same direction. It's one of the things I think that makes our program so unique and so successful is that all those incentives align and let's go that way and everyone wins. You know, it's win, 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 really.
Three wins, day one ready talent. Dan Reuther, Director of Learning and Development at Catalyte. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Sure. Thanks, Adam. This was fun.